Yeah, so one thing I always tell folks is that it's always a good idea to start now. I can't tell you how many seniors and elders that I have worked with, and they're like, oh my God, I wish I would have learned this when I was in my 20s. I would have done so many things different. Is that something that you can relate to?
Definitely. I know that even though my mom was very good with handling for her finances, there were things like investing my money that wasn't covered at home that I wish I would have learned either at home or at school, so that now that I'm in my 30s, I could have been building wealth since I started working rather than starting 10 years later and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's so true. That's what a lot of folks encounter because we don't know any different early on. And like I mentioned in the last podcast, we often learn through trial and error, and now we're playing catch up to, try to get back to a better position. So the reason why I talk about the time value of money is because it's a very common sense principle, that people they don't understand, so it's ignored frequently. And like you mentioned, the longer you wait to hit a goal, the more you have to save in the future. So you definitely don't want to wait. You want to look at how much time do I have to accomplish this goal, and just to start, just get started, because else your time is just constantly taken away.
No, I completely agree. And especially as a mother, I'm trying my best to start my daughter out early. So it's so valuable to have resources like you and people that go out of their way to explain to us these concepts so that we can start saving early and building wealth a little bit younger. And so it's easier once you're going downhill a little bit.
And the other part of leveraging the time value of money is also to start saving something on a consistent basis, any dollar amount, because I always tell folks, I work with folks from all different socioeconomic backgrounds, very poor to very rich, and they always think, well, it's about, how much I save. And it's not the case. Trust me, I know six-figure earners, people who make over $100,000 a year, and they're still broke, living paycheck to paycheck. So it's not about how much you make, it's about how much you keep. And so you want to just start doing something on a consistent basis. Like for myself, I set aside a set amount of money every single week. Every Monday, I have a direct deposit going to one of my investment accounts. I have other things that I save consistently on a month-to-month basis. Whatever is comfortable for you, for your budget, is something that I always recommend for folks. It's just to start saving regularly. Because over time, again, we're talking about maximizing our time, that will grow and build your money. And then the third part about it is just being patient. I can't tell you how many folks they're like, oh, I want my money to just double and triple overnight. And I'm like, no, that's not how wealth building really works. It's really in the back end when you're closer to that goal where you'll actually see your money grow and accumulate. So we have to be patient. Things don't happen overnight. And if somebody says that, oh yeah, I could double your money in 10 days, like, no, that's a scam. Stay away from it. It's something super risky that you probably shouldn't be involved in.
Yeah, that sounds definitely like a red flag. So, thinking about the long-term impacts of money and whatnot, another topic that we would like for you to kind of expand a little bit more on is the power of compound interest. What is it? How does it work? And how does it benefit our community?
So the power of compound interest is probably one Albert Einstein, he called it the eighth wonder of the world. He said it was the most powerful force that he had discovered. And compounding interest is simply the interest that your interest can earn in addition to the interest that your savings can earn. So it's basically your interest growing on top of your interest, and it's compounding. So compounding interest leverages the power of exponential growth. So to make it easy, I'll just tell you a quick story, okay? And this story is about John D. Rockefeller. He was one of the first American self-made billionaires. I believe a major oil tycoon, back when America was getting started. But the short version of the story is that as a young boy, Rockefeller used to work digging up potatoes. And for his time to dig up potatoes, he would earn basically $1.12 for 3 days of work, backbreaking work. And somehow he got to a point where he accumulated a little money and he lent a farmer, he lent somebody else some money. He lent that farmer $50 and he decided to charge that farmer 7% interest. So we're used to that, right? We know that if we're loaning money or, you know, there's some level of interest to earn. So when he lent that money, you know, that farmer, the money to that farmer, when it was paid back, he earned $3.50 in interest in addition to the $50 that he originally, you know, gave to that guy. And during that same time, remember, you know, he earned $1.12 for 3 days of working hard. So he looked at the $1.12 that he earned and compared it to the $3.50 his money earned for him. And that's when he started to say, wow, my money can work for me harder than I can actually ever work for my money. And that's really a lesson that I will never forget, because we all have the choice and opportunity to decide, you know, how you can make your money work for you, or you can work for your money, which is ultimately limited by time. So we always hear that term, how do I make my money work for myself? It's by leveraging the power of compounding interest, because your money's working for you around the clock, without limit, 24/7, it never calls off. And it's basically your money growing on top of each other. It's compounding. Wow. So yeah, it's a very unique concept that we really don't think about in as far as, well, how do I make my money work for myself?
Well, no, I know that it's common to hear it. Like, you need to have passive income and you need to have your money working for you. But then how do I go about that? And so I love that example that you gave, because I'm very bad with numbers, so it makes it very tangible and easy for me to kind of visualize, oh, that's what having your money work for you means. That's awesome.
Yeah. So how do we apply this to our savings? You want to find, you know, an account, whether you're saving, investing, wherever you put it, that is earning compounding interest. So we know that the money's, your interest is growing on top of each other. And so to compare it, you know, there's different types of interest. You know, there's simple interest and then there's compound interest. And compound interest is more substantial. Simple interest, it just grows, it's the same amount of money that you earn every single year. And so just to kind of give you a quick example, you know, if I had, let's say I went to a bank and I had $100,000 that I wanted to put in a bank account. And they said, okay, Shante, we'll give you 10% interest, simple interest, which means I'll get 10% growth once per year. That means that every year I'll get $10,000 added to my savings, regardless of what, you know, what that account balance grows to. With compounding interest, if I had compounding interest, you know, which means that my interest grows on top of my interest, in year one, yes, I'll earn that, you know, $10,000. But year two, that 10% interest is going to be applied to the $110,000, you know, the balance that's in that account. And so over time, your compound interest will actually significantly outgrow simple interest. So I know it gets into a little into the weeds with the math, but again, because people don't know these concepts, they, you know, not knowingly put their money in places that just don't grow. So it's important that we understand these things and that we start to learn them.
Awesome. No, I didn't even know that. And I've had savings accounts since I can remember. So thank you for that piece of information. And like I said, it makes a lot of sense now with those examples, understanding what mm-hmm. compound interest is and how does it actually benefit you.
Yeah.
And so the third financial concept that everybody should know, the rule of 72, can you explain to us what that is?
Yes. So this one is actually my favorite. I've been, like you said, we don't learn this stuff in school, right? And I went to school for business and finance and never learned it. I just finished my MBA and it was never talked about. So I think this is probably one of the most funnest and coolest rules. So what the rule of 72 is just a quick mental math shortcut to determine if I'm saving my money in any particular savings or investment account, and I know the interest rate that I'll earn, how long will it take for that money to double? It's just a quick math shortcut to figure out that amount. How many years will it take for my money to double if I save it or invest it in, you know, an account that's earning a certain interest rate? And so how you basically do that is the interest that you're earning, you divide that into the number 72, and then that will tell you how many years it will take your money to double. So for example, if we put our money in the bank, you know, and they are lucky enough to get us 1% interest, which is, we talked about last podcast, the average interest rate is 0.09%. But let's say they're very, you know, they want to give us a lot of money. They give us 1% interest. 72 divided by 1 means that if I keep my money in the bank in 72 years, only then will I see it actually double. So it's a very unique concept. And it's a quick way to determine, oh, okay, what if I earn 9% interest? 72 divided by 9 means that my money will double in 8 years. So it's a really cool way to figure out how quickly my money can double in the future.
Oh my Lord, I wish I had known that before today, because like I said, these are calculations, things that we're never taught, and that could really make a difference in the type of savings that we incur in, and just figuring out your financial path. Like mm-hmm. you said, how long does it take to double? How so easy.
Yeah.
So obscure.
Yeah, it's super easy, you know, and I talk about it in a way into growing money, but the rule of 72 can also work against you. And that's in regards to any debt or loans that you have, because remember, when we're paying back that debt, there's an interest that's tied to it, right? So let's say you had, you know, a credit card that you were paying back 18% interest. That means that if you don't pay that balance down or pay it off, you know, 72 divided by 18 is 4. Your credit card debt will double in 4 years. So it's very important to understand both sides of the equation, because I meet a lot of folks, they have a lot of debt, a lot of credit card debt, you know, student loans, whatever it is, and they're paying, you know, towards that debt. And they're like, Shante, I'm paying this every single month, you know, I'm paying against the balance, but it doesn't seem like it's going away. Why is that? Because of the rule of 72, that interest is actually working against you and not in your favor. So it's just another more reason to pay off our debt. Let's not get in debt, because it will take you so much longer to get out of the debt. You know, a $1,000 balance can double so quickly in every 2-4 years, depending on the interest rate that you're charging. So, you know, and the other equation to that is, you know, credit cards are issued by who? The banks. So banks give me a savings account that's at 1% interest or less. But then on the debt that I accumulate with them, they're charging me, you know, 18, 20, 30%. So banks understand the rule of 72. That's how they make their money, not off of the money that you're paying back, but the interest that they're collecting from you. So you can see that once we get a basic understanding of these concepts in leveraging time, understanding interest, understanding how to grow our money, you can take this information now and apply it to your current situation.
Thank you so much for that, because I never even thought about looking at it on the opposite spectrum on how it could work against me. So I think this is the most useful information in terms of my financial journey that I've heard in a very long time. Thank you so much, Shante.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm happy. I'm glad we had a chance to share those concepts. Super easy. And I hope folks walked away with a better understanding of those. So again, thank you all for having me today.
Absolutely. I know I missed the whole episode. Sorry, guys, I got disconnected, but I know that we appreciate having Shante on here. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Again, sorry, the internet gave out on me, but be sure to check out all of our upcoming webinars and events that we have going on, whether they're virtual or hopefully in the near future on site. But in any case, you can visit www.nativelearningcenter.com, and you can find this podcast episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Simplecast, and Google Podcasts. So be sure to take a look out.
So again, if you would like a copy of this book, because all three of those concepts are in here, you can go to my website at howmoneyworks.com/Shante W. Moore/book. It'll have you click on the book, a button on there that says request a copy, and it'll send an email to me directly. And again, I'll be happy to send a copy to anyone who would like the book. And I'll follow up with you, make sure you read it and continue to. I do a lot of webinars and workshops on my own outside of the work that I do at Native Learning Center. So I'm constantly trying to educate folks on different topics to help them become confident and just wise with their finances. So again, thank you all for having me on today.
Thank you. And to our listeners, we hope to catch you on the next podcast. Bye for now.